Matthew chapter 13, verse number 45. And again, the kingdom of heaven is likened to a merchant man seeking goodly pearls.
Yes.
Who, when he had found one pearl of great price, went and sold all that he had, and he bought it. Hallelujah. That's all I want to read tonight. Amen. And the kingdom of heaven is likened to a merchant man seeking goodly pearls, who, when he had found the pearl of great price, went and sold all that he had, and he bought it. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
Amen. If the Lord would help us here tonight, I'd like to preach a little bit about the pearl. Amen. About the pearl. Hallelujah. Amen. I believe here, many people believe different things, of course, throughout the Bible. But I believe here that the merchant here is representing Jesus.
Yes.
And the pearl is representing the church. Amen. His body and the great price, it was his own death on Calvary for the church. Hallelujah.
Bless him, Lord.
It is God who was willing to pay the ultimate price to save a lost people. Amen. From their sin. Hallelujah.
Yes.
And I'd like to look a little bit here at this pearl. There's many great lessons in the Bible from nature. Did you know that?
Yes.
The Bible speaks of the ant. It speaks of the bee. Amen. It speaks of the eagle.
Yeah.
What about Peter's rooster? Hallelujah. Amen. But a Georgia fella told me one time, I've always liked that. He said, you know why preachers like chicken? Amen. I like fried chicken. Hallelujah.
Yes.
He said, you know why preachers like chicken? I said, why is that? He said, old Peter looked at that rooster after he crowed and he said, I'll get you, boy. Amen. I'll get you, boy. Hallelujah. Amen. Peter's rooster had a message to tell, didn't it? Amen.
Yeah.
Great God. What about the rainbow that God put in the sky? What about Balaam's donkey? It talked, didn't it?
Yeah.
Amen. Well, tonight I'd like to look at some pictures, amen, that the pearl brings us. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
Amen. Did you know that the pearl is a product of suffering? Amen. A pearl is formed when an oyster gets a grain of sand trapped in the soft flesh, amen, called the mantle within its shell. The piece of sand irritates that tender oyster, and it responds by coating the grain of sand with layer upon layer of a substance, I'm not real sure, N-A-C-R-E, however you say that, amen, which is basically saliva and calcium, amen. It is the same substance that coats the inside of the oyster shell. The pearl is a product of suffering and pain, amen. Hey God. I'd like to let you know, what did we say that the pearl represented? Amen. The pearl in our parable today represents the church. Hallelujah.
Yes.
And did you know that the church was born, amen, through pain and suffering? Amen. Thank God in heaven. Do you have your Bible, Brother John? Did you bring it tonight? Amen. Hallelujah. I need Ephesians chapter number 5. Ephesians chapter number 5 and verse number 25. Brother Tommy, give me real quick, if you have yours, Revelation 1 and 5. Amen. Hallelujah. The church was born in suffering. Hallelujah. Amen. The horrible death, amen, that Jesus bore can be read in Isaiah. He bore our iniquities. Amen. The chastisement of our peace was laid upon him. And Isaiah gets down there and he gets to explaining and he gets to talking all and tells us all that Jesus had went through with. Amen. And he bore that pain and suffer. Why? Because he loved me. Hallelujah. He suffered it all. I think Brother George sang that song. I love that. He suffered it all because he loved me. Because he loved me. Hey, I come to tell you tonight. Amen. Jesus willingly, amen, went to the cross and he suffered and he bled and he died. Amen. All because he loved me. Amen. I picture to you the church was born out of suffering. Amen. Great God. The church was born out of pain. Amen. And Brother John, did you find Ephesians 5 and 25?
Husbands, love your wife.
Husbands, I love this, how he likens the church here. Husbands, love your wives as Christ loved the church. Amen.
Yeah.
Go ahead. I think I got ahead of you.
Well, and he gave himself for it.
And he gave himself for it.
That he might sanctify and cleanse it with the washing of the water by the Lord.
Woo! Read that part again. That he might sanctify it for what?
He might sanctify it and cleanse it with the washing of the water by the Word.
For the washing of the water by the Word. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Amen. Is that all of it?
Thank you, Lord.
That's all.
That's all up. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Amen. Jesus loved himself. He loved the church like the husbands love your wives as Christ loved the church. Hallelujah. Amen. How much did Jesus love the church? I tell you, that's a message all in itself, Brother Tony, that he loved the church so much that he was willing to leave the portals of glory. Amen. And check in down here in an earth full of sin. Amen. All because he loved the church. Hallelujah. Hey, God in heaven. Brother Tommy, tell us what Revelation, amen, 1 and 5 says.
And from Jesus Christ, who is the faithful witness, and the first begotten of the dead, and the prince of the kings of the earth, unto him that loved us, and washed us from our sins in his own blood.
Woo. Unto him that loved us, and he washed us, amen, from our sins in his own blood. Hallelujah. Thank God that's how much he loved us. He was willing to suffer. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. The pearl is formed from all types of stuff. Amen. If you will, it's formed from junk. Amen. Did you know that? I'm trying to pull up my own Bible here. Amen. But the pearl is formed, amen, from all types. Pieces of sand, pieces of bone fragments, pieces of even dead fish floating around there in the sea. Amen. But oh, I come to tell you here today, amen, that the church of Jesus is formed from all types of people like you and I. Amen. I want to be very reverent here today, but did you know, amen, that Jesus, you look there in the, when he started gathering together a church and he started gathering together disciples. He went out there to a group of fishermen. I mean, an old rough bunch of fishermen, Brother Daniel. But he started his church right there. Hallelujah. Hey, God. Hey, I don't want to, amen, bring up anybody's past right here today. But if you take a survey of just the folks, what few people we have right here tonight, we could read that over there where Paul said, and such were some of you. Amen. Some of you were liars. Some of you were murderers. Amen. Some of you were revilers. Hey, God, some of you were, amen, alcoholics. Some of you, amen, were drug addicts. Some of you look at the death at the places in the world that some of you have been. But thank God now, I'm not there anymore. I'm part of the church. Hallelujah. I think you can see why I will get to the church here in just a moment. But God loved the church so much that he bled and he died. He sent his only son to bleed and die on a cross. Amen. And give his life a ransom for the sins of many. All because he loved us. Amen. Hey, God, Matthew, amen, chapter number 9 and verse number 12. Amen. The Bible said, but when Jesus heard that, he said unto them, they that be whole need not a physician, but they that are sick. Hallelujah. But go ye and learn what that meaneth. I will have mercy and not sacrifice, for I am not come to call the righteous, but what? But sinners unto repentance. Hallelujah. I don't want to, amen, look back too much on Thursday night. I come to tell you, church, many of us can't see people like Jesus sees them. But the multitude come gathering together, and Jesus, his heart melted for the multitudes, and they said, I see people like a bunch of sheep with no shepherd. Hallelujah. I don't know about you, but I'm glad that God loves us so much. Woo! Amen. That he'll be a shepherd unto his people. They that be whole, they don't need a doctor. But they that are sick, they need a physician. They come against the Lord. Amen. They ridiculed him. They talked about him and they said, look at you. You're a friend to sinners. And he said, hey, I didn't that which was lost. Hey, God. Brother Tommy, I think it was me, you, JR. I think Brother JR, amen, we went down here, Brother George. You talking about a rough place. I mean a rough place down here. Amen, on West and 9th. Hey, God. And we set up. I really had a burden, amen, to get down there and preach in that neighborhood. We just went outside one day, Tony, and set up. Brother Tommy took his guitar and we started strumming. I remember when we left, Brother Tommy said, "You sure you want to go down there?" I think he was nervous like I was. Amen. "Are you sure you want to go down there? We want to go over to the gazebo on the Antique Boulevard where everybody comes. Nice people, amen, and looks at all them antiques." I said, "Oh, be honest with you, I want to get down there on West 9th. Amen. That's where I want to go." Tommy, we went down there, and it takes some Jesus. He cares about them sinners and them drug addicts. He cares about them that are not whole. Hey, Tommy, we got down there. Tommy got to sing an old song, playing on that guitar. Me and Brother JR helped him. Great God, we made a trio. Hallelujah. Yeah, me and JR, neither one could carry a tune in a bucket. Amen. But we got to singing down there. Well, Tommy got us up a good crowd. I don't know. 20, 30 of them start gathering around a big circle. We could look down. I guess it was Monroe Avenue. It was right in the T. There was a good place. Hey, God, they start coming out of them poor projects. They start coming out of there. And he said, "You ready?" I said, "I'm ready." Oh, God. Amen. I start preaching a little bit about the price that Jesus paid for sinners. A little bit about the love that God had for those that are lost. Hey, God. I forget two or three of them come over. I looked over here. One of them said, "I want to pray." Brother J.R. was praying for one of them over there. Brother Tommy got to pray for one. Hey, we didn't even have an offering pan. They start coming up dropping money down. Hey, you take up more offering sometimes with a street full of sinners and you catch saints. Hey, we had a good time down there preaching on the street corner. Hey, God. One old fella come up. Amen. Track marks all over his arms. He said, "My life's in a mess, but I know Jesus is the only way. I never get right." Hey, I come to tell you, church, I don't know what I feel here tonight. I come to tell you, it's time for us to get up. It's time for us to quit sitting back, comfortable, in a heated church, in a cool church, padded pews, nice microphones, nice of everything, and get a burden for those that are sick and need to be saved. God loves the world that's dying lost. I come to tell you, Jesus said he paid the price for the church, and the church is the pearl of great price. God loves the church. Did you know that? I come to tell you, Jesus loves the church. And if he loves it, you and I better fall in love with the church. Amen. Put your seatbelt on. We're just starting to ride. Hallelujah. The church of Jesus is formed, great God, from old hellbound sinners that's saved by grace. Hey, I don't really like them old songs. I'm not really a critical person by nature. I don't like them songs that they sing. I'm just an old sinner. Hey, great God, let me tell you something. I used to be a sinner, but now I'm a saint. Hallelujah. I'm not standing here telling you I'm perfect. I'm not standing here telling you I've never sinned since I've been saved. But when I get up in the morning, I don't wake up and say, "What kind of sin am I going to get into today?" No, I say, "I wonder how I'm going to live for Jesus today. I wonder how I'm going to run from the devil. Amen. Today, I wonder how I'm going to shun evil today, because I'm part of the church. I'm representing the church." Hey, God, you're representing the church. Did you know that? I said you're representing the church of Jesus Christ. I want to make it to heaven. I said I want to miss hell more than anything. I'm not going to do anything that'll cause me to go to hell. I'm going to live honest. I'm going to be faithful. I'm going to live be faithful to the church. I'm going to be faithful to my family. I'm going to be faithful to my wife. I come to tell you, church, you're part of the church. I buy about all my gas over here from a weed eaters.
Bless you, man.
I buy that ethanol free gas. The weed eaters run way better on it. Over at that, I don't know why the name's Dawson Thompson. I think's the name of it. And that old lady gave me back too much money. I don't know why, but I was thinking about that going down the road. I said, that lady gave me back too much money. Most time it's opposite. They gave me back too less money. She gave me back too much money, Brother Tommy.
Yeah.
Hey, man. And I was already gone, man. I had a lot to do. I'm a busy fella, hey, man. And I didn't have time to go back. And so naturally, I thought, hey, I ain't got time to pull up that. And I got going down the road, and I said, no. I don't want to let a little bit of money stand on my conscience, amen.
Right.
So I looked the number up real fast on my phone, and I called that lady up. She started laughing. She said, oh, my. She said, I appreciate you being honest, amen. And I said, ma'am, I'm busy today. I got a lot to do. But y'all know me. I come in here all the time by gas. Next time I come, I'll make it right. Amen. Everybody was on that group text. They had me scared to death. We can't get gas there. Gas going to go up. Nobody's going to have gas. I said, Michelle, every tank I got in the garage, go fill it up. I need ethanol briefly. I got to be able to work. Amen. She went down there, and I remembered. I called her back. I said, hey, I owe that lady some money. Amen. You be sure you pay her what? Well, she paid me back too much for last time. Somebody said, oh, that's a little bit too narrow. I don't want to get to eternity and have some little something on my record. Yeah. I said, I think we have no man in our church, Brother George. Oh, Brother Thomas, he is like us. He walked like that. He was born deformed, I guess. Amen. Walked, come back, rode a bicycle everywhere he went. He had to ride a bike about 4 or 5 miles just to get to town. And he did the same thing. He got all the way home one day and realized they gave him back too much. He got on his bike and rode all the way back to Gilbert to make it right. Yeah. I come to tell you, Brother Tommy, I'm representing this church. My dad raised me up and he said, son, hey man, there's two things I can't stand. I can't stand a liar and I can't stand a cheater. Hey God, and I can't stand a thief. I come to tell you, church, amen. And he said, your last name is my last name. Represent it well. I'm not boasting or bragging, but Jimmy, amen. But you could travel from Gilbert, left to right, where I lived the first 18 years of my life. And you could travel from east to west Huntington, and you'll not find one person that'll ever tell you I ever beat them out of a dime. You'll not find one person that'll tell Jason ever did something that he said he wasn't going to do. I'm trying to, amen, Brother Harley, to represent my last name well. But oh, I come to tell you, I'm a Christian. I'm part of the church. And for 26 years, I did my best to represent the church. I said I did my best to represent that pearl of great price. Hey, God, you're part of the church. Represent it well.
Amen.
I gotta move on here. I gotta move quick. Hallelujah. Hey! Amen. Oh, yes. That pearl is a product of suffering. That pearl is formed from something worthless. You and I were worthless before we come to Him. Hey, God, and that pearl is a composite. Amen. Of saliva and calcium built up layer after layer. Hey, God. Amen. Did you know that salvation only comes through the blood of Jesus?
Right.
Amen. Sister Summer here was telling me. I think it might have been one of the first nights she came. And she's telling about how it's hard giving up her pants and wearing dresses. People make fun of her. People talked about her. Hey, God. Amen. All of us have been through that, haven't we? And my mind, when she said that night, went immediately to my girls a year or two ago. We still at the park, and they just playing, having a good time, playing like any other kid, Brother Tony. Hey, some little old boys over there got to making fun of them. Had righteous indignation building up in old dad, and they start making fun of my girls. Where are y'all going to church? Where you got them skirts on? They was making fun of my girls. Hey, man. hunger. They're going to have to suffer the persecutions. They're going to have to suffer the troubles and trials. I went through that for years. They made fun of me. And you know, I am the man I am today because I've been made fun of. I've been ridiculed. I've been persecuted. And you know what? I'm not saying this mean. I've been in this so long now. They can say what they want to about me. It don't really make a hill of beans to me. And I'm going to serve God anyway. I said, they can talk about me, Brother Daniel. They can say I'm old fogey. I'm crazy. I'm holier than thou. They can say what they want. I'm part of the church. I'm a pearl. And I mean something to God. I come to tell you, you mean something to the Lord. I said, you mean something to God. You're that pearl of great price.
Amen. Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
That pearl grows hidden inside that oyster under the water. Amen. The pearl is a hidden work. Did you know that?
Yes.
Amen. Where no one else can see it happen. Great God. Maybe Brother Anthony's watching us on Marco Polo here tonight. I'd say this if he was here. Amen. But I tell you, this Christian walk, it's a hidden work. Did you know that?
Yeah.
Hey, God, Brother George and I was talking the other day. A lot of people like to do things out in the open where everybody can see it. But you know where you grow? You grow in the bedroom chamber, in the closet at your house, praying it through, reading your Bible, seeking the... That's where you grow at. Hey, Brother Anthony comes to church off and on over the last year, 2 years he's been coming. Hey, God. And he's real innocent in his heart. And he stands up and he said, if there's anything, amen, standing between me and God, I'm willing to give it up. I don't know why. He's got an old Crocs rocket. Well, then you lay pump over on and ride. I don't think there's a thing in the world wrong if that's what he wants to ride. But he said the Lord convicted him of it. If I get on a Crocs rocket, hey, God, I'd be on my Crocs on the ground. Amen. Hey, but Brother Daniel, he said the Lord told me, amen, don't ride it no more. I said, Brother Anthony, I don't know why I even did this. I usually don't talk. I said, ain't nothing wrong riding a motorcycle. If you want to ride that motorcycle, ride that motorcycle. He said, no. The Lord told me, stay off of it. I'm going to stay off of it. I said, well, praise the Lord. Hey, God, innocent heart. That's what I'm preaching on. Innocent heart. Innocent heart. My mom's best friend loved to play horseshoes. She played horseshoes so much. She said, when she got terrible, when she got down to pray, she could see them horseshoes flipping through the air. That's all she could focus on. She said, the Lord told her, Charlotte, if you want to get closer to me, you're going to have to quit them horseshoes. Hey, God, I come to tell you, whatever it is that's keeping you from your feminine spiritual plateau, get it out of your life. Give God everything, and you'll be the better for it. You'll be the happier for it. Put God first. Hey, man, and everything else will work out.
Well, God.
Woo!
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Thank you.
And getting near the end here, did you know a pearl was a very valuable object?
Yes, it is.
Hallelujah. Scientists say that only one natural pearl can be found in every 10,000 oysters.
Yeah.
I didn't know this. I got to look real quick here for church. Brother Daniel, I'm trying to think what they call it. Farm pearls?
Yeah.
That's where they raise them farm-raised oysters. And they sell, it's kind of like mass-produced pearls where they raise them in a farm, like a farm catfish or a farm fish that they sell. And they raise them oysters in a farm. Amen. And so in other words, they kind of can imitate the process and they can make little pearls. And they're valuable, but they're not valuable like a wild pearl. Hallelujah. Woo! Them old wild pearls are found in the wild, amen. Hey, God, where they go through that hardship and they go through that natural process, amen. And only one in every 10,000 oysters produce a natural wild pearl. That is why some pearls are literally worth millions of dollars. Hey, God, did you know that? The world's finest genealogists or gemologist writes in his famous natural history that the two pearls, amen, two pearls that they found were worth an estimated 60 million. Amen. A great God said something I didn't understand, which is 185,000 ounces of fine silver. Hallelujah. Amen. Two of the biggest pearls that was ever known to man is worth 187,000, amen, ounces of fine silver. Amen. Which is calculates to, amen, 9, amen, million. It got $375,000. Hallelujah. Hey, God, that's a very valuable pearl. But can I tell you right here tonight, this pearl that I'm preaching about is worth far more than $9.7 million. Hey, God, this pearl that I'm preaching about tonight was worth so much that God saw through all of heaven to find one worthy. Hey, God, I feel like running like Brother Tommy. I said he sought throughout all the heavens, and he only found one. Amen. That's spotless. Amen. Lamb of God who laid down his life willingly. Hey, God, for one thing. Why did he lay it down? He laid it down for his church. That's how much the church is worth. It's worth everything. I said it's worth the eons of time. The church is worth the fortune. She serves as a retaining force against the evil of our day. The church is the place where our children are raised. Did you hear me? The next generation learns about God in our churches. Society wants to shut the church up. Our government wants to shut the doors on the church. But God, remember, thanks so much about the church, Brother Daniel, that it's worth, amen, all of everything. It's worth the Messiah. It's worth the Lamb of God. That's how much the church is worth.
Amen.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, bless you.
Hey, God.
It's worth praying.
Hallelujah.
Yes,
Hallelujah.
It is.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yes, sir. Come on.
It's worth our giving.
Amen.
Yes. Yes.
It's worth our work.
Right. Jesus.
Amen. It's worth our sacrifice.
Amen. It's worth it. Holy cow. Holy.
Glory, glory.
Worth it, Lord.
I don't even remember what brought it up. I said something about this morning. We said a nice camper over there or something. The girl said, boy, that'd be nice. Have camper, wouldn't that? I said, yeah, boy, it'd be nice. Whew. Hey, man, are you preaching against camping? No. I ain't preaching against camping. But Tony, I never grew up camping. I grew up going to church. Hey, man, get you a tent and go out and camp on non-church nights. Hallelujah. That's what we did. Hallelujah. Great God. Hey, man, are you against everything against Brother Jason? No, I'm not against stuff, really. I'm all for people having fun, and I do stuff with my kids, and we go to Natural Bridge, and when we go to Hawkstead, and we put some trips together. We do stuff. Amen. I love my family more than anything. That's why I take them to church. I said, that's why I take them to church, Sister Donnie. That's why I raise them and ask God. Hey, man. You know what, Brother Tommy? We get a camper. Here I am, pastor of church. Can I give you the scenario of what would happen to the Painter family? If we got a camper, if we go out camping, well, we're just going, well, we have church Thursday night. We'd have to move our midweek to Wednesday night. So we'd go camping Thursday, Friday, Saturday. Hey, God. And then we'd do that a few times, and then we'd get so tired, and we'd say, well, you don't have to go back to work till Monday, so let's just skip out on Sunday, too. Let's camp out the whole weekend. Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Brother Tommy can fill in for you. Let him have a round at it. Amen. He can fill in for you. And then we'd lay out a few Sundays. And then I'd lose my burden. And then I wouldn't care whether I preached or not. And then we'd lay out camping all the time. And then my kids wouldn't be singing. Hey, God. Then we wouldn't be praying together. Then we'd be split up. Hey, God. Then I wouldn't have a church. Then I wouldn't have a desire. Hey, God. That's where the world is. They don't place value on the things of God. Hey, I come to tell you, you got to put value on the house of God. You got to put value on the work of Myself's told me all the time, you're going to kill yourself, Jason. Amen. I might do it, but I'm going to kill myself in the will of God. I said, I'm going to kill myself in the will of God.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you.
Woo!
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, my
praise God. God.
Come on.
Praise God.
Be the God.
These girls can tell you they don't do a lot of work, really. They wash the car. Rather makes $100 every now and then washing wax in the car. And my mom helps her detail the car. You might fall out here. That's all right.
Come on.
$10 of it. She makes $100, $10 of it. It's the Lord's.
Amen.
Amen.
Raising my kids out when they get out of my house, don't know. That's right. It. Put God first.
Amen.
Let me tell you something.
Bless
you, Lord. Everybody's here tonight.
Tell it, bro.
Amen. Let me tell you something here. Amen. All 100 of it's God's.
Yeah, right.
Because if it wasn't for God, I wouldn't be able to go to work.
Right.
If it wasn't for God, I'd be a cripple, Brother Tommy.
Right.
If it wasn't for God, I'd be an invalid. Amen. If it wasn't for God, I wouldn't be able to get out and work and lift. Every bit of it's God's. And it's a blessing that I can just give God a tenth of what He's allowed me to have. Hey, God, I said it's a blessing. He said, if God do that, amen, He'd open up the windows of heaven and pour me out a blessing. Thank God, I'm about to feel like shouting that there wouldn't be room and nothing to receive. Thank God, I come to tell you, church, the church is worth giving for. The church is worth dying for. Hey, God, I come to tell you, put the Lord first in your life and sit back and watch what He's going to do next.
Amen.
Amen.
Oh, thank you, Lord.
God bless him, Lord.
We had a hard year of COVID.
Thank you, Lord.
Sure did.
Sister Carla, my, heard John coming to the Lord. That was a shot in the arm for this church.
Amen.
Hey, Jessica and Jonathan start coming. They told me they was going to try to come today. Pray for them. The devil's fighting them hard. They got kicked out of the apartment. Electricity got turned off. Jessica been in the hospital. Her mom, Regina's been in the hospital. I've been trying to get a hold of them. They said, well, I've been in and out of the hospital. My electric's off. All this and that. I said, well, pray for you. Do your best. Amen. To come to church. Give God a chance to move and work. Amen. That was a shock porch. Hey, God. Brother George. Amen. And all these that's been coming with him. That's been a shock porch in the arm. Right here. Hey, God. I said back the other day, I was just thanking the Lord for all that He's done in my life, in my kids' life, in the church. Hey, God. And I got a smile on my face, Brother Tommy. Hey. And I just stepped back and I said, Lord, I can't wait to see what you're about to do next. It's exciting, Brother Chuck, to work for the Lord. Is it drudgery? No. Has it been hard? Yes. But a pearl comes forth after suffering and suffering and pain and pain. And then a pearl comes out. You're going through the suffering and the pain and the hardship because a pearl's in the making. Hey, I said a pearl. It's in the making. That's why you're going through it. That's why the hardship is there. God is making a pearl.
Yes, Lord.
Woo!
Thank you, Jesus.
Well, George, you probably never heard this. I've told this. But I got saved. Tony, up there, Tam Cliff Holiness Church, born and raised right there. Brother Larry taught us the same thing. Amen. When the Lord blesses you with something you give to Him, we always did that.
Yeah.
But I remember when I went over to youth camp, I was just young. I didn't have no job. I wasn't making nothing. 13, 14 year old. Sometimes I mowed my grandparents your lawn, you know. They paid me a little something. But I went over to youth camp. Richlands, youth camp. Still going today. I went over to youth camp with a little young boy. Mike Roberts, they had his funeral today. Mike Roberts was up here taking pledge night. Amen. Every Thursday night was pledge night. Boy, they put the pressure on you to give, too. Who'll give five? I think they might have started at $1,000.
Great God, Brother Chuck, I didn't move an ounce. I was like a nun. I didn't even blink.